Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. It is truly a privilege. It is truly an honor to be able to get together again with the saints around the Word of God. I trust that you and your loved ones are doing well. You are enjoying the goodness of the Lord as we are. Our God is truly amazing. He's good beyond description. He's good beyond description. And I am so thankful to him tonight that you and I together, all of us, can get together around his word again. We were off, though not totally off air, but we were off fresh new study sessions together for about a couple of weeks. And what an amazing couple of weeks it has been. Glorious and glorious and glorious. A lot of things have happened since the last time we had a fresh Bible study session. And I know most of us are just brimming over with gratitude for everything that the Lord has done for us and everything that he continues to do. Glory to God. Well, let's have a word of prayer and dive into the Word of God. This is going to be a very short Bible study session tonight. I just really want to pick up slowly. Over the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, pick us up back to where we were and then get into very, very new material areas that we haven't been in since the beginning of our studies earlier on this year. But let us pray together. Father, we're so thankful to you. We honor you. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord, for this new opportunity that you've given to us as your children to come together around your word. Thank you, Lord, because you are so faithful. You are so faithful to your word. Not a jot of your word will ever go unfulfilled. And we are testimonies to your faithfulness. I thank you so much for all of my brothers and sisters, everyone that's online with us tonight, everyone that's joining us, whatever platform they are joining us on, wherever they are joining us from around the world, I speak a blessing over them and their loved ones, their families. I pray, Father, tonight that again, as we get back into our studies together on the Love Revolution, Lord, help us, God, help us to step up higher in the realization of the power of your love. Hallelujah. How much you love us, how good you are to us. Open our eyes, open our spirits, oh God. Grant us fresh illumination, Lord, through your word. Let the Holy Spirit have free access in all that we do. I give you the glory and I give you the praise, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much again for joining us tonight for our Bible study. I really just want to do one or two little things, very little things tonight, that are in my spirit as we get back into these new sessions in our studies of the love revolution, God's love revolution together. We have said it over and over and over again. God loves us. God loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. The Bible says right there in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1 in the Amplified. Oh, hallelujah. See what an incredible quality of love the Father has given or shown and bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted as the children of God. And so we are. The reason that the world does not know, recognize, acknowledge us is that it does not know or recognize or acknowledge him. Beloved, verse 2, beloved, we are even here and now God's children. It is not yet disclosed, made clear what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when he comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble and be like him, for we shall see him just as he really is. There is nothing more powerful on this earth than the love of God. God loves us, and he loves us in an incredible way. He loves us in a way that cannot be described. That's why those angels, they looked at how God esteemed man. They said, God, what is man? What is man? That's the extent of the love that our Father has for us. That all creation look at us and they wonder, what is it about them that God will love them that much? Hallelujah. God loves us so much, he gave us the best gift. He gave us the best treasure that he had. He gave us Jesus. And he loves us just as much as he loves Jesus. Well, over our last few sessions together, we started talking about the responsibility that every believer has to love God, to demonstrate the love of God by loving him first. There are obviously dimensions to the love of God that we have a revelation of, and a love of God that is manifested in our lives. Hallelujah. When we receive the love of God and the love of God becomes a reality in our lives, our first responsibility is to express gratitude to our Father by expressing our love back to him. Amen. Amen. You remember that young ruler who came to the Lord? We were talking about this one of those last few meetings in Mark chapter 12 and verse 28. Mark chapter 12 and from verse 28 to verse 34. And I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. That young ruler who came to ask the Lord, young teacher. Let's read this in the New Living Translation. One of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus has answered well. So he asked him, of all the commandments, which one is the most important? Which commandment is the most important? Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, is the one and only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. He said the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than this. The teacher of religious law replied to the Lord. He said, well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth by saying that there is only one God and no other. And I know that it is important to love him with all my heart and all my understanding and all my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. This is more important than to offer all of the burnt offerings and sacrifices required in the law. Realizing how much the man understood, Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Loving God with all our heart begins with the heart, right? With all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength is the greatest commandment. It's really the greatest obligation that man has, to love the Lord our God. To love the Lord our God. I want us to read the story of that woman again. We closed out there in our last revision in Luke chapter 7. There are obviously dimensions to the love of God. When we have a revelation of how much God loves us, we immediately and consistently want to love him back, and we want to show our love for him by the sacrifices that we make for him. This has been a season of sacrifices for us at Abundant Life. We just recently got done with our Open Heavens convention in Columbus. And leading up to that, I know there were so many things going on. And that weekend itself was just beyond description. What a blessing. And some of you who are studying with us tonight were a part of that that convention in Columbus. What a blessing. I was deeply touched just to see how much people express their love to God, in how much they serve him, in how much they sacrificed for him. People travel long distances, some of them with young children, some of them in spite of difficult schedules, traveled and the service, how much service in the Sunday service, the Sunday event itself, how much glory there was in the Open Heaven service. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God for his great manifestations amongst us. But to see and to observe the selfless service of many of God's people. So many of them, days before, were walking, and days leading up to, kept walking and kept walking. The night before the service on Saturday night, amazing to me, we had this prayer service in the hotel in Spring Hill Suites in next to OSU, and just the power of God, just the power of God. And then late at night, 11 o'clock at night, many of God's people went out there to that place where we held that service, carrying equipment, carrying chairs, setting up, doing this and doing that. And sometimes I would step back. I'll step back and just observe and just look. And all I could see was all these people showing their Father how much they love him. They were doing all of that. All of us were doing all of that. Not because somebody was paying us for it. Not because there was some benefit. We were going to material benefit or whatever. Although God does bless. And the greatest blessings of God really do come into our lives when we express our love to him in deep sacrificial love. So I know that God blesses, and I know God will bless his people for all of those sacrifices that they make. You remember the Bible says, I think it's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, in that you have ministered to the saints and still do minister. Hallelujah. I think that's Hebrews 6:12, right? He will not forget. And God does not owe anyone, right? Not Hebrews 6:12. I think I'm looking for, let's look at Hebrews 10:12. Hebrews, I have to find that scripture because that came right out of my spirit. Okay. Go back to Hebrews 6. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers as you still do. Let's read that in the Amplified. He will not forget. God does not forget. God is not unrighteous. Hebrews 6:10 in the Amplified. God is not unrighteous to forget or overlook your labor and the love with which you have shown, the love which you have shown for his namesake in ministering to the needs of the saints, his own consecrated people, as you still do today. Hallelujah. Many times I stepped back that Saturday night as people were carrying this and carrying that, and little children, young people, older people, and everyone was just doing everything they could to prepare the grounds for the service the following day. And I saw so much love, so much love, so much sacrifice. And some people there hardly slept. And people had to drive long distances to get in there very early on Sunday morning. Some drove late the day before. What a blessing. What a blessing. If you were a part of any of that, I want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to tell you how much your sacrifice means to the Lord. He will never forget. He will never forget what it cost, what it took from you. Hallelujah. I know there was so much joy. I know there was so much joy, because even though many people were tired, they had been whatever, doing different things and all day, all weekend and all week. Some people walked till they traveled. And yet there was so much joy. There was so much joy. And the joy was so palpable. The joy was so contagious. People excited to be in the presence of God, excited to be serving the Lord, excited to be doing things in the house of God. I just want you to know how much your sacrifices meant to the Father. And I want you to know He will never forget. He'll never forget. You know, God's greatest blessings are actually released upon His people when they express and demonstrate their love for Him. God's greatest blessings are. Hallelujah. We all remember the story of this woman who demonstrated her love for Jesus in a crazy way. Luke chapter 7 from verse 36. Let's go read that, and let's read that in the in the King James, I guess. Luke chapter 7 and from verse 36. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read this from the King James. This woman who just expressed her love for Jesus in one of the craziest ways possible. And people looked at her and thought, have you lost your mind? How can you do this? Like, that does not make sense. And that's exactly right. When we love God, at a high level, it does not make sense to the people around us. It does not make sense to the world. It certainly doesn't make sense to a lot of other believers when we love God at a high level. Hallelujah. And then that's what this woman did. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. One of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears. And she did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee says, look at what this woman did. She was a sinner, but she went to that house where Jesus was and brought this alabaster box of ointment, perfume. And she stood at his feet behind him, and she was weeping. Why was she weeping? She was overwhelmed with gratitude, with emotion for what Jesus had done in her life, for what Jesus meant to her. Everybody has emotion. Not everybody expresses emotions the same way. But everybody has emotions. People express emotions in different ways. This woman obviously was expressing her own emotion in weeping. And notice, she wasn't weeping because something bad happened. Most people in the world would men. Sometimes people say men don't cry, but men do cry. But a lot of times, What happens is you see men crying when something bad has happened. Or maybe they've lost something. Like if you look in the World Cup is ongoing right now. Most of the times people are full of joy. People are, you know, but when, for instance, some of the teams that have lost, most of the time you see them crying off the pitch. I think recently in one of the games where Argentina won, I think because Messi is probably arguably the best player in the world, one of the best players in the world. And we'll see how far they go. Hallelujah. Well, Messi, he was so overwhelmed. One of those games that they won, right? This may be his last World Cup, right? Possibly will be. And even though his nation will continue probably to do great things, in other tournaments around the world, other competitive tournaments around the world, for him, time is of the essence, right? And when they came back from this game that they almost lost to a team that nobody thought they would lose to, and they won in the last few minutes of that game, he was overwhelmed with emotion. And everybody knew he was weeping. That's closer. That kind of weeping is actually closer to the emotions that are expressed in gratitude to the Lord. But in the world, generally, most people cry only because something bad has happened. If people lose someone, which definitely we ought to be moved by, you see most people cry. Men and women, young people, everybody cries. If something bad happens to people, everybody expresses emotions, and they either cry or they do something that is strange or whatever. But as children of God, all of us ought to express our emotions for the gratitude for all that our Father has done for us. Not all of those emotions will be in tearing up or crying or whatever. Many of us probably won't do that. But we ought to express emotion and just stop and just thank him and just love on him like this woman did. This woman went all out in the expression of her gratitude by weeping. Notice, she stood right behind him. She stood right behind him at his feet, behind him weeping. And then she began to wash his feet with her tears. And she did wipe them with the hairs of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Look at all those things that she did. Weeping. Washing his feet with her tears. Wiping his feet with her hair. His feet that may have been full of dust. Wiping them with her hair, her precious hair, the hair on her head. Kissed his feet, anointed them with the ointment. Why was she doing all this? Because she loved him. She was overwhelmed by her love for her Savior. Of course, The host of this event knew very little about that. Because in Jesus' own words, when he came into this man's home, he hardly treated him as anyone special. Listen to what he said, what this Pharisee said when he saw all this woman was doing in verse 39. When the Pharisee, which had beaten him, saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he was a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she's a sinner." You see, that's what he's thinking. That shows you where his heart is. That shows you where his mind is. While this woman's heart was in expressing gratitude to the Lord for everything that he had done for her, for what he meant to her. That's where her heart was. But his own heart was in judging the woman as a sinner. He sat as judge. That's where his heart was. So he certainly was far, 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 far removed from obeying that commandment that the Lord Jesus spoke to us about earlier. This is the greatest commandment. Mark chapter 12 from verse 28 to 34. So you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. That's your heart, that's your emotion, that's your will, that's your strength, everything you have. Everything you possess, your material possessions, your physical possessions, your natural possessions, who you are, what you represent, to love the Lord your God with everything. This Pharisee knew nothing about that. Because while this woman was loving on Jesus, he was judging her. See, the first thing that came to his mind is she's a sinner. That's why this is titled, this series of studies is titled The Love Revolution, God's Love Revolution, because it takes a paradigm shift to be able to appreciate and to receive and to embrace the love of God and then to walk in the revelation of that love. There's absolutely no way any of us walks in the revelation of the love of God. And the first thing on our minds is thinking about other humans' flaws. There's no way, absolutely no way on this earth that any of us is walking in this revelation, the revelation of God's love for us. And the thing that is top of our minds is what that man should have done, what he didn't do, what that woman, how she's so flawed, how he's so full of weaknesses, how he always comes up short, how she never, there's just no way. When we have a revelation of the love of God for us, our hearts are always overwhelmed with gratitude for what our Lord has done for us, for what our Lord means to us. He said, look at that. He said, she's a sinner. She's a sinner. When the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, this man, if he was a true prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that is touching him, for she's a sinner. See, that's all he can think. She's a sinner. How about you? How about you love the Lord? How about you demonstrate your love for the Lord? How about you appreciate him for coming into your home? How about you show gratitude for everything he has done for you? She's a sinner. Look at him touching the Lord. Look at her sinful tears on his feet. She even used her hair, her sinner's hair. Look at that. And you know, sinner's hair is different from righteous people's hair. She used her sinner's hair to wipe the Lord's feet. This sinner woman. And that's all he could think. And Jesus answered and said unto his disciples, because he didn't say any of those things out. He was thinking it, but Jesus could hear it. See, the Bible says he thought it. He thought, he spoke within himself. He didn't say it out, but Jesus could hear him. And Jesus responded to him. The Lord answered and said to Simon, I have something to say unto you. And he says, Master, say on. And then the Lord went on, and we've read this before. How much we embrace the love of God is usually what determines how much of that love we express to him. Glory to God. Glory to God. My time is up tonight. This is where I wanted to stop. As far as time goes, this is not where I wanted to stop as far as our teaching goes. But I think I'm going to stop right here. The magnitude, glory to God. Let's read this again. There are degrees and dimensions to the love we have and to the love that we show for God. And those dimensions are determined by how much of God's love for us we have received, we have realized, and we have embraced in our own lives. The depth and magnitude of our love for God is revealed by the magnitude of the sacrifices that we're willing to make for Him. Glory to God. I love that. The depth and the magnitude of our love for God is revealed by the magnitude of the sacrifices we're willing to make for Him. That is, if our love for God is big, that big love is reflected in the big sacrifices that we make for the Lord. Amen. Not every sacrifice is rooted in love, but as children of God, as God's people, most of us, the sacrifices we make for the Lord are because we love Him. And God never forgets. His greatest blessings are poured out in honor of the great sacrifices that we make for Him. Remember Isaac, when the Lord called Isaac in Genesis chapter 22, said to him, you know, you have one son that I know you love. I want you to go and sacrifice him for me. See, that was the biggest thing in Isaac's life. That was the greatest thing in Isaac's life. God certainly was not looking for him to kill his son. God was the one who gave him his son. But God wanted to test his love for him. God wanted to find out, is your love for me, is it drowned out by your love for your son? Is your love for me second rate to the love for the other precious things and people in your life? And you see what the Lord did when Abraham, we might read that next time, when Abraham went and obeyed God in sacrificing his son, and then God, the Lord sent an angel and said, don't touch him, don't harm him. And said, from now on, because you did this, and then the Lord just poured out blessings, dimensions of which Abraham had never imagined or dreamt of in his life on him. When we love the Lord, when we show and express our love for him, in our hearts, our minds, our souls, our emotions, our actions, our natural lives, our material possessions, God never forgets. God never forgets. The greatest blessings he has for us are channeled into our lives when we express and demonstrate our love for him. Father, we honor you tonight. We thank you so much for your mighty presence with us. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be in this Bible study together. We're so thankful. I thank you, God, for everyone that has been with us as we have just studied for a few minutes your word. I pray, God, that these words remain with them. Lord, as we continue to enjoy your presence throughout this summer, throughout this season, with all the things going on in the world, help us, Lord, that our focus will be on you. Like that woman, when she walked into that room, the only thing on her heart and the only thing on her mind was Jesus. Help us to be that way. Regardless of all the noise in the world, regardless of everything happening, let our hearts be set on Jesus. Let our hearts be set on the Lord. I thank you, Father. I give you all the glory and all the praise. You alone deserve it. Receive it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen and amen. All right. Thank you, saints. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of our short teaching tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a mighty blessing. I look forward to seeing you again same time next week.